Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. May I please speak to Joseph?
This is C.
Hi, Joseph. This is Monica. I'm calling with Family First Care. I was reaching out to you because I wanted to know if you were still interested in signing up with our agency to be the aide for Trudy.
Am.
Perfect. I have sent you the onboarding requirements via text on Monday. Did you receive my text message?
I don't believe so.
All right, let me send it to you right now again while we're on the phone, and then we can review it together just in case you have any questions, okay? Okay, I just sent you both text messages. Just let me know when you get it. Did you get my message?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. So let's go over the requirements and let me know if you have any questions, okay? So I sent you
Okay.
total 4 links. So the first link is going to be for your application, okay? The second link will be for your competency test. Now, this is a test where you're going to have to read the material and you're going to have to answer about 80 questions based on the material that you read, okay? The most important thing is that you finish the test and you submit it. Don't worry about what score you get, okay? The third one will be your direct deposit form. Now, that's only if you want us to set you up with direct deposit. If you don't want us to set you up, then you're just going to get a check that's mailed out to you on Fridays, okay? And then the fourth
Okay.
link is your I-9W-4 form. That's going to ask you questions like if you declare yourself single, married, head of household, if you have any dependents that you need to claim, et cetera, okay? Then besides that, I do need your two forms of ID. Do you have a driver's license or state ID?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And do you have your social with you as well?
I don't.
Do you know what your social security card is?
Yes.
All right. So when you get that, if you can please send me a picture of both your driver's license or state ID and your social, you can send it to me via text or you can also email them to me. And I do need your two forms of ID so that we can submit a background check report. And we do this for all of the aides that are signing up with our agency. Okay?
Okay.
Now, besides that, I also need a TB test. Have you gotten a TB test done within the year?
I don't think so.
All right, if you like, I can schedule you an appointment to get that done.
Not right now.
Do you want me to schedule you an appointment?
Sure.
All right, just one moment. Let me take a look here and see what I have available.
What is a TV show?
It's a tuberculosis test. So it tests
What
to see if you're
happened?
positive or negative for tuberculosis.
What do they do?
It's a blood test, so they draw blood, and then we get the results. Generally, it takes about 2 to 3 days to get the results back. All right, and what is your zip code?
Oh, it would be 19363.
You said 19363?
Yeah.
Okay. 19363?
Yeah.
All right, so it seems like I have a LabCorp location that's at West Grove. It's 1011 West Baltimore Pike, Suite 205. And I have appointments available for tomorrow. Can you make it tomorrow?
If we're talking about LabCorp, I'd rather go for a LabCorp that's closer to 19104.
You said 19104?
Yeah.
All right, I have a LabCorp that's at 3700 Market Street.
Yeah, that one.
And they have appointments for tomorrow. So I have an 8 a.m. appointment. I have a 10:45, 12:30, 1:15 is the latest.
Go for the 12:30.
Okay. So I'm going to need some information from you to schedule your appointment. Just bear with me for one moment, okay? All right, so your name is spelled J-O-S-E-P-H, and your last name is L-E-W-I-S?
Yeah.
What is your date of birth?
August 28th, 2007.
Okay, so 8/28/2007?
Yeah.
What is your email address?
jhlewisv007@gmail.com.
You said jlewis?
007? jhlewisv007.
Okay. And what is your home address?
Cullen Road, Oxford, PA.
Okay, and the zip code one more time?
19363.
Perfect. So I scheduled your appointment for tomorrow at 12:30. I'm going to send you the appointment confirmation shortly via text. When you go in tomorrow, please make sure that you bring your ID with you because they do check your ID and show them the confirmation that I sent to you via text, okay? And then besides the TB test, there's one more requirement that I need. Have you been living in Pennsylvania for 2 years or more?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you happen to keep, like, any of your old IDs, the expired ones?
I don't have any expired IDs.
Can you get, like, a pay stub, a bank statement, or a bill from 2023 or older with your name on it and your address?
I wouldn't have any.
Do you have a bank account?
I do.
Do you have, like, online banking where you have access to, like, old bank statements?
I think so.
Right, so if you can find a bill or, like, a bank statement, I'm sorry, from 2023 or older, then that can be used as your 2-year residency proof. Do you have any questions on any of the requirements that we went over?
So the last one, what do you mean by that?
You said the 2-year residency proof?
Yeah.
So I need like a bill or a bank statement from 2023 or older. And the document needs to have your name on it, a Pennsylvania address, and I need to see the date that it's from 2023 or older. So if you can go online and look for like a bank statement from, I don't know, January, February, anything in 2023, you can send me a picture of it, and that would be sufficient for your 2-year residency proof.
Are there other options?
If you don't have a bank statement, it would be like a utility bill, a phone bill, a pay stub, a W-4, a W-2 form.
Besides those two, are there other options?
No, I mean, anything you can find. I don't know what you have. You would need to look through your mail. Do you have any mail, any letters? Again, the requirements are your name, your Pennsylvania address, and the date on it. Anything you can find with those three things, you can send me a picture and I can review it. Do you have any other questions?
What if I don't have that?
Joseph?
Yes.
Do you have any other questions?
What if I don't have that?
You don't have anything at home? Anything you can look up or call your bank and see if they can send you a copy of like a bank statement? Or if you can go in physically and get a copy?
Chances are I wouldn't have that. My bank accounts are going to be way too recent. I only recently turned 18.
Do you have maybe any letters from school?
What do you mean by that?
Like any letters from school that were sent to your parents with your name on the letter, or maybe any doctor's letters or health insurance letters. They're usually addressed, when you're a minor, they're usually addressed to your parents, and then they have your name on it with your address and the date.
What kind of letters?
It doesn't matter what kind of letter. It just has to have your name on it, a Pennsylvania address, and the date on it.
Okay. I'm not be able to get that.
The only other option would be a fingerprint. So we have to schedule you another appointment to get your prints done. But that is a lengthier process. Because once you go there, you have to wait for the results to be sent to you by mail. That can take like about a couple of days. It can be a week. It can be 2 weeks. We don't have control over when you receive the results. Do you want to try to find something, or do you want me to just schedule you for your fingerprints?
I'd rather try to find something.
Okay. I mean, just try to find something. We are looking to have you start by Friday, so hopefully all of your requirements are completed by then. But if we do need to schedule you for your fingerprint appointment, then the process is going to take longer. So if you can try to find something maybe tonight, and then I can check in with you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. And do you think that you'll be able to complete the links by tomorrow as well?
Oh, God.
All right. Now, I also need you to send me your two forms of ID as soon as possible because I do need to submit that background check report, okay? And that usually takes a couple of days to come back as well. So as soon as that I put it in, the more faster we'll get the results, okay?
Okay.
All right, Joseph. And I'll send you the confirmation shortly, okay, for your TV appointment.
Okay.
Okay, have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.